What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome back to A Coming-of-Age Movie. This week, we're starting a new series where we'll watch a movie or TV show episode, and then immediately record a podcast episode on it so you can hear our initial reactions.
This week, we watched Shut Up and Dance from the TV show Black Mirror. Let's get into it. Okay, so first we're going to do a quick, like, spoiler-free summary slash advertisement if you want to watch it,
okay.
I guess.
Okay.
So... Do you want me to...
I'll go for it. So, okay. Basically, it follows this guy, Kenny, who, he's kind of like this, was he like a chef or something?
He's like a waiter. He's a teenager.
He's a teenage guy, just trying to make some money, you know how it goes, working at this restaurant. And he basically comes home from work after one shift, and... I'm trying to see how far I should go into it, like...
Do you want me to try?
Yeah.
Basically, his computer has a virus, so he tries to download some, you know, malware remover software that always works.
Please never Google free malware remover.
Like, probably not gonna
I literally
work.
Saw that, and I looked at Kira, and I was like, this has gotta be a joke. Like, no way this actually is, like, a thing.
But so basically, he does that, and that leads to his camera being hacked, and the camera catches him doing some things, and he gets blackmailed. That's kind of the, spoiler-free
summary.
Yeah,
and
summary.
It kind of follows the blackmail journey.
Yeah. And in case you don't know, Black Mirror is not like a conventional TV show. Each episode is a different story, and each episode is about an hour long, so it's kind of like each one is like a
short movie. It's like Twilight Zone, but I feel like more intense.
Yeah, yeah. And the name Black Mirror is kind of, it's like based off of the, like, it's supposed to be based off of like technology screens. So it's like your phone when it's off.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, when your phone is off, it's a black mirror. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. That's what I saw somewhere.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Also, reminder, if you didn't hear on the intro, we, like, just finished this episode, so we have not had a chance to, like, discuss it yet. We said, like, one thing about it, so that's why this is cool, because you're going to hear our initial, like, conversations about it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Now...
There will be spoilers from now on.
Spoilers! So if you haven't watched it, pause the episode and go watch it and then come back.
Yes.
And if you have watched it, okay, let's talk.
Here we go. So...
Okay.
Wait, what do you even want
to
start with?
I'm trying so hard to, like, keep this PG rating.
I know. Like, what do we even start with this one? I don't know how much we can say without getting, like...
I mean, no, I think we're fine. Okay. But, I mean, I'm trying not to curse because I just want to be like, holy blank, this is crazy. I don't know.
Right.
It was crazy. So, let's just kind of... I want to start from the beginning because there's something that I don't know if you noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So, we start off first with a woman who we later find out is also being blackmailed.
Mm-hmm. I'd like that pullback at the beginning.
Yeah.
That was cool.
And, you know, she's, like, doing her little blackmail thing. And you watch it, and you're like, what the heck is happening? Like, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it wasn't until, like, much later, like, oh my god, that's who she is. But then we go to Kenny, and he's at work, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a shift, and then there's a little girl who, like, leaves her toy on the table. And he's like, oh, you forgot your toy. Here you go. And he's looking very affectionately at this little girl. And you're supposed to be like, oh, how cute. He's a nice person.
That's what
but
I thought.
Wait.
Oh my god, wait! I thought that he was just like, okay, because when I, like, okay... In, like, books or TV shows, right, when there's a teenager, I like to put myself in their position. So I'm like, oh, look at him. He's being so, like, home-like and so, like, friendly to this child. That's so sweet.
It's not sweet.
I don't want to be in that position anymore.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, in case you forgot, I think this... Okay, we don't have, like, a rating on here. We're just trying not to curse, basically. We can talk about real-life things.
Kenny
so
likes little children.
Kenny,
but, like, not in, like, the good way that you
Kenny
should.
Kenny looks at... awful photos of children
and gets caught doing it, and that's why he gets blackmailed.
Yeah, so basically, so when he's looking at this child so lovingly, it's really weird.
It's not because he thinks that they're like,
it's like, oh, so cute, so nice.
No, it's,
oh my,
like,
god, I don't even say what it's like.
I can't even say it.
It's so gross.
Like, oh my god.
So then he goes home and, you know, has his virus and all that. And there's, like, you know, filler plot, like, just him at work.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this girl at work who, like, shows interest in him.
Yeah, I thought that they were, like, kind of, like, a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. He kind of, like, doesn't seem to be too into it. Like, he's kind of just like, oh, okay.
I guess it kind of makes sense now, because it's like, oh, yeah, he's not really into, like,
ew,
people above the age of, like, 12,
God.
I guess.
He's, like, our age. Well, he doesn't have a driver's license.
I don't know when
you get it in the UK.
I think it's, like, around the same, like, 17, 18.
Okay, so he's, like, around our age, and that's, like, so sad. He's not into
terrifying.
He's not into normal people.
No.
Kenny likes children.
Bro, this sounds like,
yes, that's what I was thinking. No, it sounds like it's like a kid's book that's like gonna teach you some, like, you know, life lesson. Like,
it's like, no,
it's like no, Kenny's not normal. Kenny likes children. Don't be like Kenny. But basically, so, like, that happens, and then he, you know, is watching some TV and is like, you know, I'm bored. Let me go do some things.
Look at some photos.
Look at some photos. And
so he goes, he looks at the photos.
Does some other stuff. Washes his hands.
And then he's just, like, chilling. And then he gets this email and it's like, we know what you did. And it's got a video of him
doing it
while he's looking at the photos. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, loses it. And then they start sending him, like, stuff of what to do. They're like, oh, you're on standby for a little bit. And then they have him, the next shot, or, like, the next couple of shots is him, like, being normal with his mom. And then he's at his work. Oh, actually, I want to say something. It felt, like, nostalgic to watch. Like, I don't know when this came out, but it seemed very much like a early to, like, late, like, 2000s range kind of, like, thing for me. Because the way that the editing was when they had, like, the big notifications on the screen, I was like, that is such, like, a... Like, can you imagine that happening in, like, today's television?
Yeah, I think it came out in, like, 2018.
I really don't see it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, at one point, Julia was like, oh, the early 2000s, whatever. I'm like, who's going to tell her that this literally came out, like, 5 years ago?
I'm sorry. That feels like it was so long ago, though. Yeah. Like, I feel like that editing was just so, like... It was good editing, don't get me wrong. It didn't feel modern, you know?
Mm-hmm, I do get that.
Too many, like, Marvel movies or something.
I don't know, probably.
That doesn't make sense.
But going back a little bit to, like, when he first realizes he's going to be blackmailed, like, you were saying you have to put yourself in their shoes. And, like, that's what I was kind of doing there. Like he gets so stressed out. You can see that he's, like, basically having an anxiety attack. And I'm kind of thinking, like, oh, I get it. Like, you know, that must be stressful. Like, you're like, oh, my God, this is not happening. This is not happening. But then, like, he's getting... And they're like, don't tell anyone. And he's getting so stressed out. And, like, later, as things develop, I'm like, why didn't you just tell someone? Like, you would rather, like, rob a bank than, like, have people see this. Like, I know it's, like, annoying, but, like... But also, like, I feel like people would understand...
Yeah.
And that's what you're supposed to think. Everyone's supposed to be like, oh, you poor kid.
Like, I think I even said to you more, and I was like, yeah. It's not even that bad. Like,
yeah, okay. Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, I have seen this before, so this is my second time watching it, but that was even better because I got to see all the little details, like the kid and stuff, like that I didn't notice the first time. So,
I don't know what it was, because I was like, when I first watched it, I was just like...
Okay, there's a lot of silence here because Julia's thinking. I got her on my...
I think sometimes.
Sometimes.
I don't know, it was just like it felt weird,
like it felt off why he was like so stressed out about it.
Yeah, like I remember thinking like, oh, like maybe he just has like a lot of anxiety or something. And then I since I thought it was the 2000s, I was like, oh wow, what like a early time for representation of like mental health. And I was like, like that should have been like my call out that like something was wrong where I was like that, but like I don't know, I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay, anyway, now that you're... Let's go into a little bit of, like, what he does and, like, what his thoughts were, what we think. Okay, this episode does a really great job of, like, making you see what they're thinking. Like, because he goes through, like, every stage of grief so fast. Like, because, like, he has to. What's the first thing he does? He leaves work. He pretends that he's sick to go and, like, get this package.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy who gives him the package
is, like... No, he has to bike. It's supposed to take him an hour to 57 minutes to bike there, and they told him to be there in 45 minutes, and so he makes it.
Sped, which shows that he doesn't want this video to get out.
And like, I don't know how, like, if you guys bike a lot, but like, it's not easy to like tiring. Cut time down on a bike. And he was like going uphill for like this
yeah,
one time.
Yeah,
he was all the way up a whole building.
Yeah, that is insane. I don't know. Well, see,
I didn't want to like say anything, but like, damn, like he must be like strong or something.
No,
or, like,
all the things impressive. That they do in this episode, like right after that, you know, he goes to this guy's hotel and he tells him like, oh hi, like
this cake is for you from Mindy.
Yeah, from Mindy. He's like, Mindy sent you, because we find out Mindy is a prostitute and this guy's married and has kids, so that's
and
not
he
good
want to lose his kids,
so that is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he finds out that he's being blackmailed, he goes and like throws up and starts binge drinking. Like he just
so the next obvious step for him to do is drive, and that's what he does. He goes and drives Kenny around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they end up at the gas station because the lady who left the car there at the beginning didn't fill it up with gas.
Oh yeah.
And Kenny runs into one of the guys, like...
The PTA head.
Of, like, his kid's school or something.
Yeah.
And then, but what I think is funny is that the stuff that, like... So the guy gives Kenny his wallet, right?
Mm. And they the guy's name is, like, Hector, I think, just in case we want to, like, put a name on that. So we can...
Oh, Hector?
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure. They call him... They say his name, like, once. If it's not Hector, I'm sorry, we're calling you Hector.
All right, so Hector gives Kenny his wallet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go inside the gas station. And inside the gas station, Kenny drops the wallet and some things that Hector was going to use with the prostitute pop out. And then the PTA mom sees it. And I remember thinking, oh, this is not going to end well. Because I thought, because I remember the first, when I saw it, I was like, oh, like, that's like a very weird shot to get of her, like, staring at them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go outside and they're talking. And I'm like, oh, no. I thought it was the wife at first. And I was going to be like, it's awkward.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They
fill up gas. And
yeah, but also, and then, so this woman's like, oh, can you drop me off? But they're like, they're kind of not, like, they need to get somewhere fast. And then they're texting. I'm like, you're going the wrong direction. You're going the wrong direction. Turn around, turn around, turn around.
They honestly did a great job playing that off, though. Like, as actors, like, you could see them, like, trying to, like, be, like, nice people, but also, like, scared, like...
It reminded me so much of, like, if you're ever, like, having a conversation with someone, but you're also, like, you, like, you want to get somewhere, like, you want to do something, like, but you don't, like, want them to know. I don't know. Like, if I'm, like, oh, like, I can't even think of an example.
Tried to kick you out of my house.
Yeah, it's, like, oh, shoot, like, I want to watch this TV show, but, like, oh, no, Stranger Things is coming out in 2 hours, but I Julia's here, like, what do I do? It's, like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. Okay, yeah, nice. But, like, you're responding, but, like, you're really not responding.
Oh, hey, like, do you know when your mom's gonna come get
yeah,
you?
Yeah, or even if you're, like, reading a text from someone, like, you're, like, very... This happens, like, literally today. Like, it's, like, I'm, like, texting someone or something, and then Julia's, like, also talking, and I'm, like, yeah, oh, yeah, like, I'm like, trying to be engaged, but I'm also, like, way too preoccupied with something else. Yeah. That's what was happening in the car, which was, like, they did such a great job of it, like...
Yeah.
Because they were, like, trying to answer her questions, like, oh, yeah, I'm from this town, oh, yeah, I grew up here, like, whatever, while also, like, getting this text saying, like, turn around or we will leak your nudes.
Can we say that?
We can. It's our podcast. We can say whatever we want.
Oh my God,
we,
that's right.
And we're also, like, almost 18, so we can, like...
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, like, just, like, throughout the entire thing, I think after they get the package, they go to this... They go to the bank, and they go to rob the bank. That's the next step, right? Yeah. So, I think Kenny, phenomenal acting in that scene, honestly. Because, like, there was, like... I don't know.
He has, like, every fluid coming out of his face.
He had, like, out of his body. Like, out of his body. He was, like... I think I actually wrote down in my notes. Uh-oh. I wrote, he literally peed himself in the bank. Because, like, I just wanted to talk about that. Because at first, I was thinking, like, oh, okay, like, these people, like, whoever, like, they are, who is, like, blackmailing Kenny and Hector and all these other people, like, you've gotta, like, if you're gonna blackmail somebody, like, you gotta do it right, you know what I mean? Because, like, you don't want to pick somebody who's going to go into a bank and pee themselves as they're trying to, like, rob it.
Yeah, Julia was like, they picked the wrong person. She goes, ready? Quote... Oh, I almost said your last name. Quote Julia, 2022. Like, I feel bad for him, but also the blackmailers could have picked someone better, like, because he was so stressed.
And, like, I get you how, like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, great choice on their part. Like, not rooting for the kidnappers, but, like, they did the right thing, I guess, in a weird way, at the end.
Kidnappers? Blackmailers?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about the kids.
Oh, no. Just like Kenny. Just like Kenny.
I can't do this. It's so bad.
Anyway.
It was so bad.
One thing that I, like, said to Julia, too, like, while we were watching it, I was, like, I kind of, like, didn't know why they used the whole cake thing just to, like, hide, like, in case you forgot, like, they, like, hid a gun and, like, sunglasses on a hat in the cake, and I was, like, why didn't they just give them that stuff? And then I realized, oh, if they just, like, handed him a gun in the beginning, he probably would have been, like, yo, what?
He would have, like, been, like, oh, you can leak the video.
Yes, but then with the cake, it's, like, oh, it's just a cake, but then, like, JK, it's a gun, psych, troll picture, like, the meme that they sent at the end.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that really, I did not like that part. Like,
we'll get there. Let's go in chronological order. Okay. Because then we're going to be jumping back. Because we're almost there.
Yeah. So, Kenny goes in, robs the bank, pees himself while he's doing it.
He's, like, crying. He looks so stressed. He's, like, having a full-on anxiety attack. And he's, like, give me the money! And sorry, just give me the money.
That was good.
The British accent.
Yeah. And, like, just, like, as, like, a side note, like, not related to the show really at all, but I feel like if somebody does that, banks should have, like, I guess it really wouldn't work past the first time, but, like, a drawer with, like, fake money.
Yeah.
Because, like, the lady, like, literally just had her drawer up, and she just, like, started taking, like, things of cash out.
I'm like... Yeah, but they always just, like Hector said, they always tell the bank people, like, just give them the money, don't get shot.
Yeah, but, like, if you give them fake money, like, you think he was gonna... He didn't check the bag.
That is true, but what if they did, and then they're like, huh, you suck, and then they shot you.
Oh, that's true. So. Okay, yeah, I guess maybe not the idea.
We're giving tips on how to, like, rob banks and how to get away with it. Anyway.
You know us.
Yeah, so he robs the bank, but then, they just being so cool, like, he leaves... And the car is gone. So you're like, oh my God, oh, Hector yeah. left him. But then all of a sudden you hear like, and the car like circles back around. And he's like, there was a guy looking at me. I had to go.
He was on his phone with.
Yeah, yeah. So then they drove away. And it was like, oh my God, he didn't betray him. Friendship forever. Best friend. Like,
not really. And then they get caught by the like this light. And there's a cop coming towards them.
And you think that they're in trouble.
Like, oh my God, they're going to get arrested. And then the cop just speeds by them to go to the bank as they pass the robbers.
LOL. Sucks. L cop.
Cop taking the L today.
Yeah, for real. And then we have the last task, and the directions are kind of confusing. They get to this like random field, and Kenny has to like go by himself,
like up a hill into these woods.
Yeah, to bring this bag of money, and Hector has to just destroy the car. And Hector's like, "You got it. Just bring the bag, drop it off, and that's it."
And what I didn't like at the end, which I don't know if I liked it or not, but Hector was like very much being like a nice guy at the end. Like he was like, "Oh, I'm not really like that bad, you know." When I'm in normal, and I'm like, dude, when you were in normal, you tried to cheat on your wife, because you wanted to, because you wanted something fun. Like,
Hector, the character is so good, because earlier when he's like, oh, I forgot to mention, like, when they, you know, rob the bank, they say, like, oh, one of you needs to be the driver, one of you needs to be the robber. Yeah, yeah. And he's like, I'm driving. And then Kenny's like, I don't want to rob the bank. So then he starts being like, wouldn't this be awful if this got out? Like, your life will be ruined. And just, like, stressing him out to, like, make him go do it. And there, Julia was like, I hate this guy. Like, shut up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But then later, he's being all nice. And this, like, reminds me of, like, in real life, like, I'm, like, kind of seems like me being a toxic person, I feel like. But, like, there were times, like, I remember this happening at camp one time, yeah. That, like, we had an option to, like, do a camp out or not when I was, like, 12, and I didn't want to because I was, like, scared. And so, like, half the cabin wanted to, half of them didn't. I'm like, I don't want to. And then the people that did were like, no, we want to. And we would, like, argue about it for a while. And then we found out, like, oh, it's going to rain, so we couldn't go out anyway. And I was, like, I was being so mean before. I'm like, no, like, I don't want to do it. We're not going to do it. But then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I know you wanted to do it. It's like, once I'm safe, then that's when I'm nice. You know what I mean?
And I'm like, I get that though.
And yeah, that's what he was doing. Like, once he was safe, he's like, I'm a good bloke. I really am. When things are normal.
But in your normal, you should
have changed your life. But in your normal, I can't even say what he says. I want to blank a 20 something.
Oh, yeah.
You have to, like, watch that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we literally can't say that. But yeah. Basically, after that, they split up. We never see if Hector actually gets rid of the car, but I assume that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kenny goes and he meets this guy who sets up a drone, and then he's like, oh, we have to fight to the death.
He's like, did you bring the prize money? He's like, prize money? He's like, whoever wins the fight. And they're like, oh, yo, what?
He's like, we'll fight. He's like, he didn't tell you? Then they get a text saying, fight now, to the death.
No, and Kenny's like, I was like, no, first Kenny goes, how do we know when the fight's... Also, like, I like how he kind of, like, changes his wording a lot. Like, he's just like, how do we know, like, when the fight's over, or, like, who's won? Like, he, like, changes his wording a few times, and then he's like, the other guy, I don't remember exactly what happened, but he basically doesn't answer. Like, he's just like...
I think he knew.
Yeah, he's like, come on, like, you know. And then they get the text, like, fight to the death! And...
then Kenny tries to pull the gun on the guy.
You missed first when the guy's like, so what do they what do they got you for?
Oh my god, and that's when we find
and
out.
And Kenny goes, I just looked at some pictures, just photos, just one or two photos.
And then the guy delivers the killer line.
No, wait. I've seen this scene so many times. The guy's like, if you're listening, you probably know too, but I'm, you know, reacting.
Go ahead.
The guy goes, yeah, I just looked at some photos too. Then he's like, Kenny's like, and the guy's like, how young were they?
Oh my god.
In the photos. And Kenny's like, no. And he's like, I have to do this, like, with like audio. Like, I'm like, how do I make this? How do I make it sound? Whatever.
It was incredible.
And then,
like, yeah. Oh my god. Like, oh my god.
The guy goes, yeah, well, me too. He's like, and Julia's going, oh my god.
I was really just watching it, like, oh no, he didn't.
Because that's and the moment where did. You're like, I felt bad for you this whole time, and you're looking at children.
Me.
Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo, literally cute. They should have played that. Just kidding. That would have been so weird. It also wasn't now at the time. But, and that's when you're like, oh my god, my entire view has changed. Like, because before you're like, oh, like, come on. Like, I get that it's, like, embarrassing, but, like, you know, I think you'll be able to, like, you know, it'll be fine. Like, it's not that
it's
bad.
It's not gonna be
too bad. Then it's like, oh my god, you are literally going to get arrested, and you are literally a criminal. This is not good. And not even, like, a criminal, like, oh, you robbed a bank. A criminal, like, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then we hear, as they start fighting... Oh, first he tries to shoot himself, but the gun is empty. Like, because...
Yeah. He, like, lines up to shoot the other guy that he was supposed to fight, and then he goes and he tries to shoot himself, and then the gun's empty. And it just, like, cuts off to them, like, grunting and, like...
And fighting with singing. Exit music for a film by Radiohead playing, which is... a great song.
And then it cuts to, like, the end scenes where you get, like, flashbacks of all the characters, and it starts with the lady from the beginning, right?
No, it starts with Hector. But first, really fast about, like, the gun, I think it's a theme with Black Mirror that I saw in, like, another two episodes, is that they don't really let you, like, all these characters are in, like, crazy situations, and then they try to, like, they want to, like, kill themselves, but, like, they're not able to. They have to, like, live with their punishment, kind of. I won't say what I'm talking about, but if you've watched Black Mirror, you might know what I'm talking about, that they have to, like, live with the punishment.
You know what that means? It means if the gun wasn't loaded the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, at the bank.
I know. Like, it was just a prop.
Not to be, like, that person, but you don't think that, like, Hector, like, in his, like, craze would not, like, check the gun? Like,
I don't know. They were just a little bit, like, stressed. They just went with it.
A little bit stressed.
Just a little stressed. Just a little bit.
You know how it goes.
Yeah. And like Julia was saying, then it cuts to, like, we see, it's like, oh, how is each character doing now, you know?
I think it cuts to Hector first.
Yeah.
But then we don't see anything wrong with him. He opens the door and he finds his kid in the bed. And I was like really saying to Kira, I was like, oh, here it is. We're going to see this kid's gone. The goodbye note on the counter. Like, it's going to be it. And then the door opens. It's the kid's there. And I'm like, oh.
Because okay, in the song, it was saying, we escaped. So she's like, they're gone. They escaped.
Yeah. So we escaped tonight. I'm like, oh, they're gone. And then it cuts to the lady from the beginning who dropped the car off originally. Wait, you missed. No, that was after.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it cuts to the lady and we find out that she's a racist CEO.
Are you sure? I think his is whatever, or it doesn't matter.
No, because then he gets the picture sent to him before, and then he goes in to see his wife, and then the wife is like,
she's looking at her computer, she goes, Mindy, and she's like crying.
I'd like to find out if, like, obviously we're never gonna find out, but like, did she find out, like, from the people? Did she go on his laptop? Like, how did they lay that information?
I think it was from the people. I think because they said they're gonna send it to all of his contacts. And so I think she got it, like, from the email or something.
And then she must have talked to the PTA mom who saw the packages. Fell out of his wallet, maybe. I don't know.
No, they posted all the information, like, all of the screenshots of him talking to this prostitute online. Oh. So she just got it from there, I guess. But yeah,
I don't see the point of that scene, then.
The PTA mom?
Like, scaring, like, the poop out of you from, like, at that point.
The PTA mom thing? Yeah. Just, like, the stress of them. Like, yeah, they're like, oh, my God. And then also, Julie was saying he keeps, like, getting himself in these lies that he's gonna get, like, caught in. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, this is my nephew. I'm bringing this cake to my wife. Like,
I'm like, my, like, big thing with lying, like, not to be that person and, like, don't lie, but, like, if you're gonna do it right. Like, don't get caught.
Something that you can get out of, yeah.
Like, don't say you're with your nephew if, like, you're with, like, your wife's friend. Yeah. You're gonna know if you tell your, who wants, she's like, oh, I saw your husband today with your nephew.
Yeah. Like, we don't have nephews. I know, that's what I was thinking, too. We don't have nephews.
Like, that's so bad.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess he was just stressed out, just trying to get anything to get out of that in the moment.
Yeah. I think every other character was a, can we say the Peter word?
What?
Every other character was into little children.
I don't know if they were. Well, there was the racist CEO. There was a guy who brought him the package originally, and then we're not really clear what he did, but his family's just yelling at him, like, you're a pervert, like, you're whatever.
I'm assuming it's like...
But I feel like if you were a pedophile, you wouldn't be called a pervert, you'd be called a pedophile. So, like...
They call him disgusting pervert.
He did something, like, bad, and they were like, yo, what? And then, was that all of them? I think so, yeah. And then we go to Kenny, and he's walking through the woods. Well, first, we don't see who it is. We just see legs, like, injured legs, like, really, like limping and stuff.
You see the backpack, and you're like, okay, so it's a survivor. It's, like, the winner of the fight.
Yeah, and then we see it's Kenny. I'm like, oh, God, you won. Good job, babes. But then...
I'll get to my point in a minute.
Okay. Then he gets a phone call from his mom, and he's at 5% on his phone because he's been on his phone all day. And he answers it, and she's like, what have you done, Kenny? They say you've been looking at kids.
Is this true?
Lindsay's seen it. Her friends have seen it. Everyone's seen it. And then there's no expression on his face. This whole time, no change in expression. His face is, like, all swollen, too. He just hangs up. He gets the text with the little troll face where it's like, ha, gotcha. And he's just...
And then the cops...
He's just chilling. And then the song, like, hits. It's like, like, the big moment where it's, like, crazy. And then he turns around slowly, and you see the blue lights from the police car just, like, shining on his face. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry again. Oh, I, like, cried while we were watching this also. Like, Julia's pulling something out, apparently.
Kira cried, so it was a turn.
Yeah, and our highlight, our behind-the-mic highlight on Instagram, at acoam.podcast, there's a video of me crying a little bit. Just... a singular tear, but...
And you can see me drinking bubble tea as well.
Yeah, we have some good bubble tea. But anyway, it's just... It's so intense, because you see that he almost doesn't look scared. He's just chilling, you know?
I think at that point, he's, like, so, like, void of emotion and feeling.
Yeah, because he's done so much. Before this, he was so innocent. Now he robbed a bank. He killed someone.
He got caught looking at children.
Looking at children. Times. He's like, all right, I deserve this.
Yeah.
He looks at them, whatever, the car... And he turns around... Starts just walking at, like, a normal pace, very slow, and the cops run out and grab him, and then, like, the second they touch his arms, it, like, cuts to the credits, and I love how it's, like, kind of left open-ended, like, you know it's gonna happen, like, he's gonna get in trouble, but there's just so much left to be answered, and we're not gonna know what happened with it.
Like, we'll never know what happened with Hector and his wife and his kids.
Yeah, if they stay together, if they talked it out, like, you know, it's just...
The racist
CEO. It's just so good, oh my God, like, oh, it's...
The one problem I have with this show.
Okay.
And this is, like, a literal nitpick, because obviously, like, it's not important at all.
Mm-hmm.
But how did Kenny beat up the other guy? Because, like, physically, he should not have won that fight at all.
That is true. He's a literal teenager,
and this guy was, like, a 40-something-year-old man who, like, just, like, look ripped.
Like, yeah.
You just, like, that see that guy who's got, like, the muscles. Like, that was him.
Well, something interesting I like about this episode is that it shows you how much these characters care about not getting caught. So he is literally able to kill someone to protect his ego. His ego, not his ego. His reputation.
That was interesting.
So it's, like, I mean, all these things. He was able to rob a bank. Like, he was able to do all these things. And it just shows you, like, how much, like, when it comes to it, how far will you go?
I feel like with Hector, it was different because that was him, like, trying to, like, I feel like at that point, he was trying to kind of save himself, but at the same time, he was trying to save his family from, like, having to deal with all of that. But it was more selfish than that, but, like, that could have been, like, a reason. But for, like, Kenny, it was entirely, like, this can't get out about me.
I gotta say, I know Hector, like, things he did, you know, were awful, but I feel bad for him because he made him, like, unfortunately, a lot of people cheat, and it sucks. Right. But at the end of the day, like, he didn't do anything worse than other people. Like,
I think,
I mean, no, I'm not defending what he did, right. But I'm saying the things that he had to do and the emotional stress, and then he gets home, he was trying to, I almost feel like Julie was saying, he wasn't trying to, like, only protect himself, he was trying to protect his family from getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want his wife to know, he didn't want her to be sad.
He didn't want the kids to have to go through everything that would have come after that.
Yeah, like, so then when he came home and saw his wife, I found out, you just see in his face that he just feels awful.
He just feels defeated, like, not he just, knows that he lost.
Yeah, and like, I feel like he doesn't even feel, just, so, like, I don't know. Like, obviously, it was not a good thing to do, but at the same time, like, he, she's getting a phone call. Should I pause the recording?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take this real quick.
Okay, she's gonna answer the phone, and we'll be right back. And we are back. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so I was trying to think about, while Julie was on the phone, I was trying to think about it, like, how I feel for Hector. And I feel like it's okay to be mad at him and also feel bad for him. Because he did something bad, but he also went through something that's much worse, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it was much worse. Like,
I think stress-wise it was much
worse. Yeah, and it's two different things.
I think it then led him to realize the consequences of his actions. Like, I think at first he was just kind of like, oh, I just want to do something fun. And then it was kind of like, oh, like, I'm really screwing all of these people over. Like, my entire family is now going to be, like, facing because of what I did.
This kind of reminds me of 13 Reasons Why.
I've never seen that.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna, like, spoil anything. I just want to say, like, there's some characters who do stupid stuff, but then because they did that, like, stupid thing, they get, like, full-on, like, shamed by everyone, and, like, they get exposed, and totally everyone hates them and everything, and it's like they made a mistake, and it, like, it's bad, but, like, you can still feel bad for them for getting, like, their lives ruined after, I guess. I don't know how to explain it. Certain characters, they deserved it. I'm not gonna spoil, but, like, some of them, yes, but, like, for the little things, it's, like, I feel bad. Anyway, so, yeah, I think, let's go, like, overall opinions, I guess.
Yeah.
When I started rewatching this episode, I was a little bit nervous that it would be slow, because the first time I watched it, I knew that there was a plot twist, and so I was really, like, excited to, like, see what the plot twist was, like, so I had motivation to watch it, but I was thinking, like, if you didn't know that there was a plot twist, like, would it be too slow? And then I realized, like, it was about to end, and I like, didn't even realize. I was like, oh, that was pretty fast, like, so
I thought it was, like, a bit slow at some points, but I feel like that, like, it worked very well with it, because it was slow where it needed to be, and it was fast where it needed to be. I think the pacing of it was really good. I think the acting was great. I love the writing. I think the dialogue, usually it seems, like, a lot, like, really forced in some things. I didn't think it was forced at all for this.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I want to just mention this. I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but the lighting really looked like a Twilight movie in the beginning, and then I like how it, like, kind of, like, slowly, like, faded away from that. I don't know, that's just, like, a me thing.
Yeah, that was interesting. But, like, I don't know. I
wonder what their goal was. It started out very, like, blue lighting, and then it just kind of came, like,
I wonder what their goal was in doing that.
I wonder if it was kind of, like, to make it seem, like, dreamlike, and then kind of, like, as, like, oh, like, they started doing, like, more scary things, like, bring it to light, kind of.
That's really interesting. Or maybe, like, to make it seem, like, more calm at first, and then it starts getting really stressful, and, like,
yeah.
That's very interesting. I want to look into that. I don't know. No, this episode is, like, it's so good. I haven't seen a lot of other Black Mirror episodes, but I definitely want to explore them more, because this one got a 4 on Letterboxd, and there's one that got a 4.1, and so I feel like I gotta try that one now, like, see if it's good.
Right.
But yeah, I'm a big fan. I would, like, give this, I definitely recommend. I mean, if you're listening, you've already seen it.
Probably. I would give it, like, a 9 out of 10, I think.
Yeah, probably. Just, okay, but I think there wasn't anything that they could, like, do
better.
I'm like, oh, fix this. It was just, for me, like, it wasn't, like, such a, for me, like, a movie or a show can't be, like, a perfect 10 out of 10 unless, like, I love the aesthetics of it and the plot is, like, so relatable to me. And, like, since
unless the movie was made for me, it's not going to be
a 10 exactly. 10. Like, for example, like, maybe I'll do an episode on The Summer I Turned Pretty, because I have to record a solo episode for one of these weeks because Julia's going away.
I am.
Yes, maybe I'll probably do an episode on that because that show, I wasn't a big fan of, like, I thought it was very cliche and very, like, predictable, but it was relatable for me because it was about a Asian. And I love, like, the old money, family friends. Like, I love two, what's the word? Tropes? Mm-hmm. Is, like, the word? I don't know. Like, the old money and the family friends. And they had both of those and, oh, the love triangles and everything. So I loved it for that reason, mm-hmm. but, like, you know, production-wise, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's it. So it was really good. I'm very happy with it. Good job, Black Mirror. And, social media. I don't know. What's that?
That was a great transition,
Kira. I was trying to think of something smooth.
If you guys liked this review, want to hear more reviews of Black Mirror or maybe some other things, once Stranger Things 4 Volume 2 comes out, I really want to do a review on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that will definitely be coming out soon. If you really want to be in the know about all that kind of cool stuff, or you just think that we're really awesome people, which we are, you can check out our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at acoam.podcast. And our Twitter is at acoam_podcast. You can follow us there to keep up and hear about more awesome reviews or interviews or other stuff that we do.
Yes, and as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week on a coming-of-age movie. And now Julia has to drive me home so she can pack to go on her trip. Bye!